Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Alrighty, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. We're going commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to talk with John Machota here of The Athletic, all things Cowboys. The Expressway is presented by the on-time experts. And a good afternoon, John. How the heck are you? Okay, John Machota coming up here momentarily. Of course, the big story of the day is everybody trying to, answer for themselves how serious of a candidate is Deion Sanders to be the next head coach of the Cowboys. I could see engagement farming. I could see Rooney Rule obligations. And if that's the case, then of course you couldn't let off any indication that it's not a serious interview. So there's a lot of different possibilities, I think. I was surprised last night when the news came across that, you know, the Cowboys were seriously considering it. We interviewed Jordan Schultz, the Fox Sports NFL insider back there at 3:20. And he stood on it, said it's legitimate, considers him one of the finalists. Brian, what's your read on this overall situation?
Yeah, and just talking to a bunch of people, and this can go a lot of different ways because of Jerry Jones and, Stephen Jones, and he has an affection for Deion Sanders. Just talking to a number of people around the league last night, I just believe that this is a situation where Deion is trying to squeeze Colorado for some more funds. And, that bunch right there generated a lot of money for Colorado. So,
yeah.
But I feel like that we'll see if in fact this changes and he becomes a serious candidate. But I think Jerry's doing Deion a favor, and I think Deion's doing Jerry a favor.
Well, I mean, to that point, the visibility that Deion has given the Colorado program and the brand
unbelievable.
Is worth way more than the $6 million a year I believe they're paying him.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it's time now to talk with John Machota here of The Athletic on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with the decision to not bring back Mike McCarthy. Did that surprise you?
It did. It did, because I felt like Jerry would stay on the same path that he has been on for several years, where he leaned into more of maybe doing what's the most comfortable thing. He talked about being all in the offseason ad nauseum, and obviously that didn't mean all in and actual adding free agents and things like that. And so I felt like this season would be an all in thing, where if it didn't go well, maybe he goes in another direction. And he ended up doing that. But I still believe that what was more comfortable was just going another couple years with Mike McCarthy, because there really isn't that obvious coaching candidate out there that, as we see right now, that where we sit today. So I thought he would do what was the most comfortable thing, but he didn't. And so now they have to look for a new coach, and that's probably going to be a little uncomfortable. So that's why it makes it interesting.
Do you agree with or do you confirm the report that it came down to Mike wanting more years than the Cowboys were willing to give him at this point?
That's what I've heard, but I can't say it's definitive. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you hear when something like this goes down. But it's also pretty fascinating to me, because it's Cowboys thing that the who is the one that was the first to pull away is such a big story, not as much as like, well, where are they going to go next? It's like, hold on. Let's focus more in on this, to the point of if he gets that job in Chicago or New Orleans, like people like myself are going to be very interested in that opening press conference and what he says, because they'll certainly be asked about why things didn't work out in Dallas. And I'm not saying that's not a storyline with other teams, but certainly with the Dallas Cowboys, certainly with Jerry Jones involved, it is fascinating how we don't know definitively who's the one that was the first to back away, because you can certainly see what Jerry Jones would want to do only a year or two, just with the direction things have been going. And then I can see why Mike McCarthy would want the stability of a longer-term deal, not just for himself, but for his assistant coaches. So I can see both sides of it, but I don't know definitively. I have not heard anything about numbers being discussed or anything like that. And if you were really in a contract negotiation, aren't some at least parameters of numbers being put out there? So I don't think it got that close.
How do you think Dak feels about McCarthy being gone, and how would you describe their relationship over the last 5 years?
Oh, they had a good relationship, but I just think that Dak's been in this thing for over nine seasons now. So it's not like Mike McCarthy was his first coach, and it's not like, you know, it's not like when you go to high school, you're going to play the same coach the entire time, or he goes to Mississippi State and he's going to play for Dan Mullen. Like, you get in the NFL, and if you play long enough, you know that this is going to happen. And so I guess my thing is, I'm sure he's more used to this now just because of the fact that, well, Jason Garrett was his first head coach, and then they moved on from him. And then he had a play caller in Kellen Moore who he liked, and they moved on from him. And he liked Mike McCarthy. He spoke out about that multiple times over the past year about wanting to continue with Mike, but he also understands that this is a business. Obviously, it's a business that's paid Dak very well. But I don't think that there's anything to anybody that Dak would want him gone. I don't feel that's the case at all. But yeah.
Happy early birthday, John. As John Machado of The Athletic joins us here in the G-Bag Nation. Do you think, I mean, they've talked a lot about continuity in the past. Now you don't have Mike McCarthy. It seemed like the defense, maybe they struggled early because you had a new defensive coordinator. Do you see Mike Zimmer and or even a Brian Schottenheimer or anybody else on the staff being serious consideration to become the new head coach to try and keep some continuity?
Not as a head coach, no. I would say
Hey, John, could you try moving just a little bit there with the cell connection? We're probably getting 90% of it. Yeah, that's good.
I would say that I can't see any of them being the head coach, but I can see a scenario where Jerry hires somebody to be, maybe it's an offensive coordinator type who hasn't been a head coach before, and I could see Jerry being like, well, what about pairing that person with Mike Zimmer as the DC? Because Mike Zimmer obviously is a veteran coach with a head coaching, you know, background, and that would be a great, you know, kind of sounding board for whoever this next coach is, who, whether it be, let's say, a Kellen Moore, let's say Joe Brady, somebody that's a more offensive mind, you'd want to pair them with a defensive coach who's got more experience. And so I think that would make sense. But in terms of a head coach, no, I firmly believe the head coach will be somebody that's not on the staff.
Do you expect Jason Witten to be on the coaching staff in some capacity?
I don't. I think that for Jason Witten, it would either be to be the head coach or it won't be on this staff. And the only reason I say that is because I feel like if you're the head coach and you're hired to have that job, you know, I mean, I guess if they go with a young guy, it's possible. But if you're, let's say, Ron Rivera or Pete Carroll or John Gruden, like, are you going to really want Jason Witten? You're just going to feel like all you're doing, you're just there to prep him to be the next head coach of the Cowboys. And maybe it's the Cowboys. It's dysfunctional. Maybe that ends up being part of the plan. I just talked myself into that right now with you guys.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So maybe that is the plan. Maybe you would get like a Pete Carroll type, and then you'd bring in Jason Witten as the tight ends coach, and Jason Witten as a successor. I mean, with the Cowboys, you can't 100% rule that out.
John, do you expect them to have a couple of interviews, you know, with some guys that aren't in the playoffs, but then fully like interview your beloved Detroit Lions coaches between, you know, potentially the Super Bowl weekend and the, you know, NFC, the championship games? That off week?
I would hope so. I don't know how you're doing your due diligence if you're not interviewing one or both of those coordinators. I mean, Aaron Glenn with the Cowboys ties, Ben Johnson for what he's done for Jared Goff. I don't know how you couldn't look at that and go, man, what could he do over here, and how much could he help Dak? I mean, just what the perception of Jared Goff was 3 years ago to what it is now after working with Ben Johnson is night and day. To have to attach a first-round pick to Jared Goff to just get you to take him off of their hands, and then he's turned him into one of the top players, not just quarterbacks, top players in the NFL, that's crazy. And so to think that, I don't understand how you could do a coaching search and not include both of them in that.
Mike McCarthy was hired January 8th of that year, 2020. When do you think this hire gets made?
That's a really great question, because If I was sitting here with Jerry Jones and I handed him the phone, I don't think he could tell you definitively. Mm. Because I do think there's a part of Jerry that thought, there's a chance that we might keep going for another year or two with Mike McCarthy. And I think that's a big reason why you never heard any names leaked out in terms of Cowboys having interest, because I don't think that Jerry was 100% certain he'd be going in a coaching search right now. And so, by all means, they kick the tires, have conversations with Deion Sanders that obviously gets a lot of people talking, that makes a lot of sense. But I don't think they definitively have a plan. Like, they probably have a plan, but I don't know that it's an exact one right now. I think that they're trying to figure that thing out as they go. But you also got to keep going back to the fact that I think most organizations probably value head coach more than the Dallas Cowboys do. You know, when Jerry says, I can find 500 coaches that could win a Super Bowl with the 90s Cowboys, and then kind of repeats it the other day after the season finale about 500 coaches being at the Senior Bowl, I just don't get the sense that he's going to feel real pressure to try and make sure that he gets the guy that everybody wants. And so it could be next week. It could be in 3 weeks.
So many critics of this Cowboys front office say they'll never win because the front office undermines the coach's authority. From what you've witnessed, do you believe that? And then the follow-up would be, when Steven does take more control of the team, or Jerry Jr. or Charlotte or whoever's next, would it have a chance to be more of a normal dynamic?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I do think that Steven enjoys the media side of it. And I do think he enjoys some of the things that his dad does, but I don't think that they're wired the same way. And so because of that, I just think that it'd be more likely that they would get one of these, a head coach with a bigger personality, somebody that I don't think Steven would mind if that person got all of the credit if the Cowboys were to get to a Super Bowl. Whereas with Jerry, there's always that part of me that I wonder if he really wants that, if he really wants a coach that, you know, like a Parcells. And that's, again, why the Deion thing doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, because if any of those big personalities win, they're getting most of the credit. And I don't think Jerry wants, I think Jerry's still fighting to get another Super Bowl to where he can get credit for it. So it's going to have to be on his terms.
I agree with you, and I think a lot of Cowboy fans, and John, I wonder your thoughts, since how long you've been covering the team, there's somewhat of an anti-Jerry push, and I think other people are looking at what's gone on, and even from a national lens, that Jerry's starting to get more blame than he ever has before. You've got an Athletic poll out right now about hope and optimism, one of your questions there moving forward. Where do you think Cowboy fans are compared to other years, and does Jerry sense that?
I definitely think he senses it. I don't think there's any question about that. I think it's even to a point, I think it factored in to his response when he was on your guy's station talking to Sean and RJ. That just was not the Jerry Jones that I've been around the last 14 years to snap like that and respond the way he did. And so that to me was kind of, I felt like that he's feeling it. He's hearing it more. He's more defensive now because, let's be honest, there's more ways to hear it too. It's not just tickets. it's not just people that show up to Oxnard for training camp. I mean, social media has changed the game in terms of it's not difficult to find out how the fan base feels. And I don't think there's any question that they're as frustrated, if not the most frustrated, that they've ever been since he's owned the team. Now, I will say it's hard for me to compare because I wasn't here in the late 80s and when he replaced Tom Landry. I'm sure there was a lot of dislike for him, but I'm sure it went away pretty quickly when they were winning Super Bowls. But right now, in terms of the last, you know, this 29-year stretch without a Super Bowl, I believe that this is the most disliked and most upset that fans have been with Jerry Jones.
And that's why I think there is somewhat, maybe it's microscopic or an outside chance that Deion gets the gig, because he's got to get the fan base engaged in whatever way is possible. I think the team's going to be worse next year, John.
Yeah, that's possible. I just think it would come down to does Jerry think that Deion can do the things he did at Colorado in the NFL? You know, and that's a big question, because, you know, there's things that you just don't have to deal with when you're in college. I understand with NIL guys are getting paid and stuff like that. But at the NFL level, you got to deal with a lot of guys that are getting paid a lot more money than that. And there's only so much you can do as a head coach, because at the end of the day, the players are the ones that are getting the bulk of the salary and they're not going anywhere. So it's just kind of like, whether it's Deion or whoever else, like, their plan can't just be their plan. Their plan has to be something that fits Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, because those guys aren't going anywhere. You know, it's not like college where you can just, especially right now, you can basically change the majority of that roster over from year to year with the transfer portal and NIL. I don't know that you can really do that in the NFL. And then the other part of it is, for a team that doesn't do much in free agency, I don't know where, like, the pull for Deion, it would really have that big of effect with players in terms of getting players to want to come to play for the Cowboys, like he's clearly gotten players to want to come play for Colorado. I don't know how much of a factor that would really be. And so I just don't know that – I don't know that you're getting the full Deion experience at the NFL level, whereas you can get that at the college level.
Are you in Detroit right now getting ready to watch the Lions whip the Commanders?
I'm not, but if they win on Saturday, I do have plans to be at the NFC Championship game in Detroit, and I would be very happy about being there.
Are you going? Would you go as a reporter for the free ticket or as a fan to live it up?
Most certainly would not go as a reporter. I already got tickets with my brother and his wife. They're both diehard Lions fans, so that is the plan. So, yes, it would be nice to see them have a victory on Saturday.
Well, best of luck to you, brother. And maybe we'd see you in New Orleans in that scenario. John Machota of The Athletic, all things Cowboys. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Salute. Yeah, there he is. You want to follow John on Twitter and, of course, read him on The Athletic.